Welcome into Inside the Jaguars from the Touchdown Club, the West Touchdown Club here at Everbank Field. Tomorrow, the introduction of Gus Bradley as the franchise's fifth head coach. J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Huge news today about Bradley came out right before 11 o'clock.
Well, and it started to break this morning around 7. Evidently, there was about 12-hour meeting yesterday. It was really the first meeting between the two. And obviously, when it happens that quickly, there was immediate connection, and as of this morning, as you say, Gus Bradley, the fourth permanent head coach of the Jaguars, fifth overall if you count Mel Tucker as the interim last year.
Let's talk a little bit about Bradley's career as a coach. The last four seasons in Seattle as the defensive coordinator, they had a great year this year, fourth in total defense, first in scoring defense. Some time under Monty Kiffin and John Gruden in Tampa Bay for 3 years, and a longtime assistant before that at North Dakota State, his alma mater. A lot of the names we heard connected with this position were offensive-minded names.
Right.
This is a defensive-minded guy. Is that surprising to you?
Well, people get caught up in that. During a coaching search, the media fans need something to lock onto. So they look at whether a guy was an offensive coordinator, was a defensive coordinator. You kind of mentioned that Gus had a huge year in Seattle this year. All that stuff's great, but it really comes down to once the guy's in the room with the GM, once the guy gets a chance to meet the owner, is he looking across, is the owner and the GM looking across and seeing a guy they think can lead? So all the stuff you mentioned, all the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator stuff is great, but it's really a matter of can this guy lead the football team? And obviously Dave Caldwell and Shad Khan think he can.
These are two young guys. Caldwell's in his 30s still as a coach.
I wish Brad, I was.
No, exactly. Bradley is, in his mid-40s.
Mm-hmm. As you are.
Right, of course, yeah. So these guys are young. They're going to be around for a while. It seems like there's some stability here now.
Well, that's what you hope for. I mean, Dave said last week that experience was not a prerequisite. So I don't think he cared particularly one way or the other if he had head coaching experience or not. But as these two come together, you're looking at two guys who have never held the head job in their profession before. Dave's first-time GM. And I guess it's going to be a first-time head coach. It gives them a chance to grow together, to get to learn each other as they move forward. They both know what they're doing, but it's also a clean slate for both. And I think that's significant. And I think deep down, that's sort of what Dave wanted.
Well, as happens this time of year, it's normal business for a lot of players that live in town. They're in the building today getting some regular treatment. We caught up with Eugene Monroe after his first meeting with Dave Caldwell. What's your reaction to the Bradley hire? What do you know about him? I mean, it's fresh today.
I know he's been successful. The little bit I do know, successful out there in Seattle. And the GM believes in him a lot. David Caldwell believes in him strongly. And just the conversation and the fire that you can feel talking to Dave, you know he's a good hire.
Obviously, Eugene Monroe is a guy that a lot of folks feel can be a cornerstone for this franchise as we move on down the line here. Okay. Tomorrow in this room right here, what do you expect to hear?
Well, I expect to hear Gus Bradley come in, and as Dave Caldwell did last week, I expect him to take over the room. When you ask somebody about Gus Bradley this morning, the response was, as soon as you hear him talk, as soon as you see him in action, you're going to know why he got the job. So he's going to be a dynamic personality, and it'll be interesting to hear that. I think fans are going to be excited about what they hear, and it's a huge day for the Jaguars and for us on Jaguars.com.
That's right. We'll have it live for you. We'll go on air at 15 minutes before the scheduled start time tomorrow. Me and him, Jeff Loggan will be here as well, and Bradley will join us right after for a live interview. Great job, John.
Thank you, JP.
See you tomorrow. That's it for Inside the Jaguars.